The city of Slater made a move to improve its street lighting system. At the meeting of the city council on Tuesday, council members authorized Mayor Stephen Allegri to sign a contract for a streetlight energy project. City Administrator Gene Griffith gives the details.
Through the Department of Energy, Missouri, Department of Economic Development, we're going to replace all the streetlights in town with new LEDs from the 250 sodiums. The savings from the project will pay for the loan back. It's a 3.5-year loan, 2.75% interest, and we get all new streetlights out of it.
Griffith says the idea is to save the city money down the road.
I think it'd be a neat project and get all our streetlight changed over, and basically 4 years from now, hopefully the city can see a savings on what we pay on our street lighting bill.
Griffith said the loan is for $51,000. If you ever reach into your purse or wallet for cash and find it empty, an area organization will be helping you out with your money woes by offering a program at 3 workshops this month. According to a news release, the University of Missouri's Extension's Making Money Count program can help you reduce unwanted surprises, like opening up your charge card statement and finding a much larger balance than you expected. The program includes workshops on Thursdays, September 15th, 22nd, and 29th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Sling County Extension Center at 353 South Lafayette Avenue in Marshall. For all 3 sessions, the charge is $15 for those pre-registered through the support of the United Way of Sling County. It's $20 per couple. A limited number of scholarships are available. To find out more or to pre-register, call the Extension office at 660-886-6908. Several area college students have earned scholarships for the 2016-2017 school year at the University of Missouri. According to news releases from the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, Food and Natural Resources, several of the recipients are from Marshall, including Mason Sandich, who has received the August N. Brassic Scholarship. Abria Miser has been chosen as a recipient of the Lewis A. Smith Memorial Scholarship. Abigail Hinke, Joshua Pedzolt, and Zachariah Pedzolt all have earned the Elizabeth H. Shell Award. Slater's Shelby Bagnell has been chosen the winner of the Rex and Mary Campbell Scholarship, and Christian Venable as the recipient of the Charamaine Riggins Scholarship. Sandage is a junior majoring in agriculture. Miser is a senior majoring in biochemistry and agriculture education. Henneke is a sophomore majoring in biochemistry. Joshua Pedzolt is a freshman majoring in agricultural systems management. Zachariah Pedzolt is a junior majoring in agribusiness management. Bagnell is a sophomore majoring in agriculture education. And Venable is a freshman majoring in biochemistry. And dove hunters in Missouri will have nearly 3 extra weeks for the annual hunt beginning this fall, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation. Dove season opened officially on September 1st at more than 180 conservation areas across the state that allow dove hunting, including nearly 100 planted in crop fields that attract the popular game birds. The Conservation Department is offering hunters 20 more days of dove hunting this fall, as mourning doves, Eurasian collared doves, and white-winged doves may be taken from September 1st through November 29th. Birds may be taken from a half hour before sunrise up to sunset, with a combined daily limit of 15 and a combined possession limit of 45 for all 3 species. Find out more by visiting the Department of Conservation online at www.mdc.mo.gov or by picking up the 2016 Migratory Bird Hunting Digest wherever hunting permits are sold. KMMO News Time is 5:35.